We continue the discipline of Lent, prayer, fasting, and the works of mercy, even though the time for Lent is running out. It is good that we be reminded that even in these last days of Lent, as in the first days of Lent, as in all the days of our life, grace comes one day at a time. I say sometimes every morning I wake up a pagan. It's not till I'm down on my knees that I begin to be a Christian and turn my life and my will over to the care of God for that day, trusting for that day that His good and gracious purpose will be worked out in my life. I remember years ago when I first read this passage that Michael read for us from the Book of Wisdom, I really didn't understand it. I really didn't believe it. I really didn't believe that there were people so wicked that they hated other people just because they were good. I really didn't get that. I had never experienced it. I had never experienced it. In my life, the people who were not good, they kept their mouth shut about it. The people who were good ran the world. But in these last days of Lent, this passage stands out in the liturgy as a prediction of what was to happen to the Christ. That is unbelievable. Just because He was good, just because He was holy, just because He worked signs and wonders, just because He claimed to be the Son of God, they say, we're going to get Him. If He's the Son of God, we'll put Him to the test and see if He is the Son of God. If He is the Son of God as He says He is, then God will take care of Him. That's wickedness. Great wickedness. And that's what Jesus came to confront with great holiness. I think of two things. This determination of the wicked to get the good, to finish them once and for all, is scary. They're filled with threats. And they determine to kill you eventually. You can be very scared by the wicked. Especially if you don't believe in the bottom of your heart that darkness never conquers the light, but the light scatters the darkness. And two, as Scripture reassures us, for those who love God, all things work together for good. I love those last lines of the reading that Michael did for us. This is really beautiful. The wicked think they have it all made. They have the plots all worked out. They have it all figured out how they will silence the just one once and for all. But these were their thoughts. But they erred. For their wickedness blinded them. They did not know the hidden counsels of God, neither did they count on the recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. Holiness is not for nothing. The innocent soul does have a reward here and hereafter. They come to experience the joy here and now of life with the living God in the joyful communion of the saints. For them, all things work together for good.